of a new era. Even more of what you asked for from your talk radio station.
It's Glenn Beck.
The Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show.
New shows and more news.
Now on North Central Florida's talk leader, 97.3.
The Sky.
Well, here we are, ready, fourth and final hour of our daily get-together. Good morning and welcome to the 9 o'clock stretch on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It's 9:06. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Radiant Credit Union, quick update. Francine hits. Now it is a tropical storm, and it hit, actually, the Louisiana coast about 60 miles northwest of New Orleans. And as a Cat 2, now it's a tropical storm. Lots of rain on the way. We'll give you further details. But first, in the studio, the Alachua County Sheriff Emery Ganey joining us. Good morning, Sheriff. How are you?
Bob, good morning. Glad to be here with you and Greg this morning.
Hey, can't believe it. We are coming up very close to a year since you were actually officially sworn in on October the 2nd. Now, does any sort of an anniversary matter to a guy that has so many years and so many anniversaries have come and gone?
Well, Bob, the wonderful thing is that I looked up one day and I realized it was that close. And fortunately, actually a little over. We're officially sworn in on October 2nd, but we actually came into the office on September 9th.
Okay.
So it's been just a little over a year. No, we're sort of focused on running the organization, get the job done, and I guess it doesn't really matter.
If you had to break it down to one or two things that you have changed for the better, can you list those?
Oh, absolutely. I think first and foremost, obviously, let the men and women there know and the men and women of the community know that we appreciate their work. We recognize that every single day, every opportunity I get to tell those deputies and our other staff, thank you for the work you do. I do that. Having honorable leadership, being courteous to them and respectful goes a very, very long way in allowing them to go out and do their jobs.
Well, it goes a long way in any line of work, but I would imagine law enforcement, where it is many times a thankless job because you don't deal with the nicest or happiest people in general. So a culture of appreciation, is that fair to say?
Bringing about, okay. Unequivocally.
All right. Let's get into some real stuff. Breaking news, Gilchrist County, they had a bad guy on the loose, but you guys ended up catching him. Can you give me the story?
Absolutely. They had a shooting yesterday, attempted homicide in Gilchrist County. My guys this morning at 4:15 a.m. spotted the suspect vehicle over Newberry Road. Once they attempted to stop it, they fled, but we were prepared. We had someone up the road with some stop sticks, able to deflate two of the tires. Unfortunately, the suspect did not stop, continued to flee, ended up going through a citizen gate, literally drove through it. Eventually, our guys got him stopped, arrested the driver, Jesse Richards, for felony criminal mischief and fleeing and eluding. But also got the passenger, who's the attempted homicide suspect, a Scotty Davidson. And I understand he has an extensive criminal history. This is the corporation that we like to do with our surrounding sheriffs. So obviously working in this case at Sheriff Schultz, he's sitting at the Alachua County Jail, and sooner or later will be transferred back over to Gilchrist County.
Fantastic work. And yeah, like you say, in these days and in the stuff we're dealing with, there has to be great communication amongst all the sheriffs in any one particular area, right?
Unequivocally, we have that. We meet together regularly. We're committed to each other, and not just our local sheriffs, quite frankly. The sheriffs Association is very strong all the way across the state of Florida, where we have a compact sign between all of us, and we work together very, very closely.
Also had gun seizures. What's the latest update on that?
So we've seized, since we began our gun violence initiatives, a little over 200 of those since March. Here's part of the problem, Bob, and we don't mind seizing those and taking them back from bad guys, but we also have had 33 instances of guns stolen from vehicles so far this year, close to 100 last year. So we like to encourage citizens, and I'm pro-gun,
right,
but please lock your car, take your gun out when you can, make sure it's secure. Don't make it that easy for criminals to steal it. I guarantee you, not good guys aren't stealing these guns. These are bad guys, and then they're using them for illegal purposes.
And we got some of the best, and I'm not just kissing but here, we've got some of the best gun shops that can give you all sorts of items that, like lock boxes and other things that you could install in your vehicle if you don't, say, have a trunk that would secure that. Because, Nobody wants to lose their firearm, first of all. Second of all, if somebody's willing to steal it, what else will they do?
Oh, absolutely. And I encourage them to do that. You're absolutely right. Some really good gun vaults and secure and safe can be mounted securely in your vehicle, keep your gun safe. We encourage the lawful gun owners to take advantage of those without doubt.
Or whenever possible, you know, take it with you. My uncle was a retired Philadelphia policeman. He said, yeah, where's your gun? He says, you'll probably need it when you don't have it, so why don't you always have it?
Unequivocally.
Pretty much. Within the bounds of the law, of course.
Yes.
Third co-responder team approved. Tell me about that.
So obviously our two teams that we have, they pair up with a clinician from Meridian, who's a master's level individual. And we go out and they'll handle these calls where we suspect that mental health is an issue. They work very well. They have been extremely successful. The city of Gainesville also have these co-responding teams, the University of Florida. They all work together very well. We just don't have enough of them. So at my request, the county commission has funded us to have a third team starting October 1. That will be a big help. And as we progress, we'll be looking to handle more of these. But they're able to divert individuals from jails. They're able to keep them out of hospitals and avoid a lot of serious issues where mental health is the cause of their crisis at the moment.
Yeah, if you can stop that early in the process before they run at you with a sword or pull a gun or do something else that ends up basically almost being suicidal for them, because law enforcement, they have to protect themselves. They can't do, you know, a 5-second assertion. Oh, this guy's not really a threat. You know, I think those that you leave behind would not appreciate that. So you're saying that this teaming up with Meridian and having some mental health professionals has so far been a good experience?
Unequivocally. It's been a great experience, both for the community, our citizens, and the individuals who are experiencing those mental health crises at the time. And these are specially trained deputy sheriffs as well. So they go in all over the county, wherever the need is, and they go out and intervene in these calls when it's appropriate.
Yeah, because, look, a law enforcement officer doesn't want to go around the rest of their life going, man, I didn't know the guy was just really wacko and he just needed X, Y, or Z. I just had to take action, appropriate action, like I'm trained to do. So this avoids all of that. It's a win-win, okay?
Yes.
And I had questions about it when they were going to begin it, but you've answered those. Thank you. Speeding and driving information you wanted to share.
The biggest single complaint we get on a regular basis, and sometimes daily, and definitely I don't think there's a week gone by from some of our citizens, is speeding in our community. We have a real problem there. Bob, as you know, when we came back to the organization, there was 248 positions down all across the organization, and our traffic unit is one of those. So we've got to address that eventually. But what I want to employ our drivers to do on the road, to slow down, be cautious, follow the speed limit. I was just a few weeks ago coming to work about 7:15 in the morning. Here, when our traffic deputy, so we were off 441 at Turkey Creek, indicating he was turning around on a car that was driving 104 miles per hour in that rush hour traffic, endangering every single citizen on that road at that speed. As you know, there's a lot of egress and ingress area roadways in that area, made it very difficult. But it is a number one complaint. Please slow down, take your time, be courteous to others. And of course, we are going to continue our enforcement efforts out there to try to help stop that by issuing some citations and so forth this year. For speeding alone, we've issued a little over 2,800 citations, a little over 200 for driving without a valid driver's license that's out there, several hundred for no seat belt. So a lot of serious issues and dangerous issues is out there. And
what are the reasons why I know that you won't let me work for you is because I want to answer the phone when these people complain about speeders and say, well, did you get out of the way or not? But I guess that's wrong. Some are saying that's wrong.
Well,
a good attitude.
No.
Okay, not to take away from the seriousness of it. It is serious. So you've got, as you can add more law enforcement, you're going to be able to deal with those issues more effectively. You just had a couple of detectives honored in Tallahassee. Tell me about that.
Extremely proud of them. Two of our detectives, Dawson and Dylan, from our Special Victims Unit, was honored at the Florida Missing Children's Day last Monday. They were involved in a case where a child was trafficked from Texas by a local individual up in the north end of our county, enticed her to come to Florida. I had a co-defendant in that particular case as well, provided transportation for an individual, believed to be around 16 years old, if I remember correctly, had a successful prosecution of those individuals. They're now in federal court. They're now been sentenced. And our deputies was honored in Tallahassee for their outstanding work in rescuing this young lady.
I know that we could, you know, really push all of our resources into that area and still barely put a dent in it. I know Tim Tebow has gotten heavily involved in these kind of things, the trafficking of children, sexual slavery, and all that stuff going on. We appreciate the hard work that that the folks are doing. And then on a final note, Sheriff, early voting, that's coming up, what, October 21st? So yes. You've got your work cut out for you.
Oh, unequivocally. And we've been obviously getting as many places as we can, talking to the voters and the citizens as well. And, of course, we encourage people to get out and do that. Exercise that right. Vote for your candidate out there, because, and particularly with local candidates, Bob, obviously our governor and state offices and national offices are very important. But local candidates touch your lives every single day. So we encourage the citizens to get out, make a choice, participate in the voting process, and cast your vote.
Well said. Great point. Can't argue with that. And we always appreciate you, Sheriff, and appreciate you taking the time to come into the studio today. So we wish you the best, and we will speak with you soon.
Great, guys. Thank you. It's always good to be here with you, and I hope you have a great rest of your week.
Sheriff Emery Ganey, Alachua County Sheriff, on the Bob Rose Show. It is 9:17. We've got a lot more to talk about. And if you want to find the interview because you missed part of it, the Bob Rose Show podcasts are available wherever you normally get your podcasts. Just hit subscribe.